All right, the Friday report, Leonard Floyd concussion, did not participate. He'll be doubtful for the game. Pernell McPhee's shoulder, did not participate. He'll be questionable for the game. David Fales, right thumb, limited, questionable. Bobby Massey, toe, limited, questionable. Willie Young, knee, limited, questionable. Deion Bush, ankle, limited, questionable. Bryce Callahan, hamstring and knee, limited, questionable. Cravon LeBlanc, knee, limited and questionable. Tracy Porter, knee, shoulder, limited, questionable. And both our illness guys, Alshon Jeffrey and Braylon Addison, fully participated. Any questions?
What else can you say about that injury list at this point of the year other than it's typical, right?
Yeah, I think this time of year, I think everybody's got a little bit of a long list. I know seeing the Vikings yesterday, it was pretty extended list as well.
John, is there any chance at some point in the game they'll decide to take a look at David Fales, and is there a reason not to? Or
you know, really at this point, that's not the the goal going in. You know, obviously Matt's gotten all the work this week, and he'll be the starting quarterback going into the game.
You mentioned the other day that Willie Purnell might be a game time decision. What will go into your interactions?
Really, kind of business as usual. You know, we've got a light workout tomorrow before we travel, and take a look at them and see how everybody looks tomorrow, and then we'll make a decision. You know, an hour and a half before kickoff.
The fact that it's the last game this season, does that change anything?
Not really. You know, I think there's a lot of stake. You know, again, there's a lot of teams, you know, eliminated from the playoffs. I think, you know, we haven't won a road game all year. It is a division game. So, you know, if a guy's healthy, they're going to play and they want to play.
John, when you guys get back, what will the process be for you as you go into next week and sort of take a deep breath and step back from the season?
Well, like I don't know, every season I've ever been involved in, you know, we'll have meetings Monday. You know, instead of reviewing the game, it'll be more about physicals and checkout, exit physicals, and all those types of things. And then, you know, they'll start their off-season mode.
John, you mentioned the road record. Is that something you're telling the guys? Is something that they should keep in the back of their minds?
Well, I think, you know, they've lived it just like I have. I think they're well aware. But, you know, like I said, you know, when you play a division game, you know, pretty much records go out the window, and it happens to be at their place, and we haven't won on the road all year.
You guys were good on the road last year, struggled at home. Is there a rhyme or reason to one year it's one way, and the next it's completely different?
You know, again, you know, I kind of really go towards more of the idea it's who you're playing, not where.
I don't know what kind of a pregame speech guy you are, but will you talk to these guys about, even if the game doesn't really matter other than another win, how to prepare, you know, what they need to do, why it's important for them to go out and play their best game?
Well, I think, you know, these rooms don't look the same year to year. You know, I think, you know, it's not a threat or it's not negative. It's just the reality. And, you know, these guys have been doing this long enough, you know, even though we're pretty young. But regardless, they understand that every one of these is a resume, and you know, whether it's here or somewhere else, or you know, it's competitive. It doesn't stay the same. Things change. There's drafts. There's free agency. There's just a lot of things that change. So, you know, they take every one of them about the same. This is another opportunity, and you know, to perform and show what they're capable of doing.
I don't imagine Floyd will play with the concussion situation, but just have you seen enough from him to be excited about what his potential is, you know what I'm saying, looking ahead? I
think he's got a bright, bright future, if that's what you're asking. I can't go into who's going to be active or who's not going to be active for Sunday's game. But
let's say he doesn't play. I mean, has this been enough of a season for him?
Well, he preferred guys to be in there every game, but, you know, I'd say I've seen enough of him to know that he's got a bright, bright future.